You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
In the beginning, there was darkness. Then, out of the void, came fire, smoke, Rodo. Fantasy excellence begins here.
This is your time.
The Rodo Experts in the Morning starts now.
Hour number two of the Rodo Experts in the Morning. Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Fantasy Executive.
Yep.
The King. Wall Street. Yo. All in the house. Yo, yo, yo. And Davante Adams, his brain is a remarkable thing. Last year, Davante Adams was concussed on a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
He played on Thursday Night Football that same week.
Yikes.
This year, on Thursday Night Football, Davante Adams very much got his bell rung yet again. Hospital, no movement.
What, did he ever go in the protocol, though?
Yes. He's in the protocol right now.
Okay.
He's in the protocol. He's diagnosed with concussion, no other injuries. But a source told Adam Schefter that they expect Davante Adams to play on Sunday.
Probably Davante Adams.
Yeah, or his agent, yes.
Yeah.
I would agree. Do you believe Davante Adams plays on Sunday?
Yeah, I never thought of Davante. I never really had, as crazy as it may sound, I never really had a doubt that
really?
Davante Adams wouldn't play. Concussion protocol is not going to be, it's like for a lot of players, it's not a 10-day thing. Let me not say for a lot of players, but some players, it's not a 10-day thing. But he had his belt. He's had two concussions in a year. That's dangerous.
Yeah, I think it's guesswork, really, though, because, you know, his inside injuries, Dr. Ray have told us, you know, every player heals differently from a concussion. So, you know, I think we really don't know.
Dr. A.
You have something against Dr. A?
No, I like Dr. A, but every time you talk about Dr. A. Get off his sack.
You're just upset I'm not talking about you because you have an ego the size of Oregon. Can't talk. Well, you don't like to say anything good about anybody else. So
I like
understand.
Dr. A, but every time you talk about him, Scott.
Look, if it's relevant,
worried.
I'm going to say it, okay?
I'm just worried about you.
All right?
You.
All right? Don't tell me how to do my job, all right?
I'm not telling you how to do your
all
job,
right?
Scott, but every time
all
you
right?
turn on your microphone, Dr. A.
Well, too
Dr.
bad.
A.
Too bad. Dr. A, Dr. A, Dr. A, Dr. A, Dr. A, Dr. A, Dr. A. How's that?
Matt. Are you surprised, Dr. A? Are you surprised about the Adams will play on Sunday, potentially?
Look, being the fact that he played Thursday night, no, I'm not surprised. I think he has a much better chance. I've always believed he was going to play. I'm not surprised he plays. I think the injury optimism on Ty Montgomery is insane.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. You know, I don't know. Listen, he has a concussion. If he can get through the protocol, he won't be limited at all. I mean, he's going to play his normal complement of snaps, which is like over 95% of snaps. He's on the field more than any Packers wide receiver is, which is remarkable. But you feel for this dude. Like, one more hit. Like, that's scary. That's just really scary.
Here's the thing with Adams. Take out the fact that all the insight that we know. What was the basic thing that we always used to say? Right now, it's Wednesday. By Friday, we'll know a lot more with Davante Adams. So people should go out and do what Greg Sussman did. Do the smart thing. Get the handcuff. Get Geronimo Allison. Probably by Friday, you'll know a lot more.
Yeah.
If he's not practicing Friday, you're queuing up Geronimo Allison for your lineup.
Absolutely. All right, we take a break here. When we come back, some of the other major headlines from yesterday. And I have to ask the fantasy executive, is it time to be worried about Jameson Crowder?
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Conversation yesterday. Jameson Crowder.
Yikes.
And what's going on with him. Now, Corey, You've been a Jameson Crowder guy for a long time.
Since he came out of Duke University.
Yes, since he came out of Duke University. You were a Jameson Crowder guy. You loved what you saw his rookie year. Comes back in year two, and you're like, this is the dude you want to own.
This is the guy you want to be a piece of.
Absolutely, and you got it, and he was awesome last year. And really, since the beginning of really this year of 2017, you're
he
like...
He stunk.
No, I don't want up to that yet. But yes, you're just like, listen, get in on Jameson Crowder. He's the one guy Kirk Cousins knows. Jordan Reed's always hurt. DeSean Jackson, Pierre Garçon are gone. Yes, they're going to bring in Terrell Pryor. Jameson Crowder is the lock of this offense. What the hell has happened to Jameson Crowder?
Jameson Crowder, I don't know if his injury is still dealing with that hip flexor, some hamstring issues from earlier in the preseason.
There you go, another
camp.
Hip flexor out of the way.
Yeah, from earlier in the preseason and training camp. So you're hoping that maybe over this bye week he can take the time to get healthy. But it doesn't look good right now at all for Mr. Jameson Crowder. So what I would be concerned with is the fact that with JC, right? It's not Jesus Christ, Jameson Crowder. With JC, what I would be concerned with is not there, is he still going to have his role and remain a major piece of that offense? Or would they look to make Kirk Cousins spread the football around more, maybe try to get the running game going more? Sorry. Never mind. Scared me.
How concerned are
bam,
you?
Bam, bam, Uno. Bam, bam, bam.
How concerned are you guys? Are you Scott Angle about Jameson Crowder?
Yes, I've Scott
seen,
Angle.
Seem very concerned, Corey Parson. You know, this is a guy that
you own him anywhere?
I think I have him in two leagues.
0-4?
No, but I don't have any 0-4 teams.
Okay,
you know, maybe you do, I don't. But if you want me to commiserate, I can't. But you know, Jameson Crowder. He's just not involved. You know, first it was the injury, but it just seems like Kirk Cousins is, you know, trying to develop chemistry with other guys. It's very confounding because he knows Crowder. You know, it's like, I got to think it's a health thing.
I got to agree. I think maybe it's health. He does have the bye. I mean, Monday night he caught, what, one pass for
one
negative
pass.
7 yards?
It was bad.
The bye's coming at a perfect time. The question is, does Josh Doctson emerge on this team? I know he's dealing with a shoulder strain, I see.
Yeah, he got another injury, yeah, Josh Doctson. He can't stay on the field like pro size.
Which is, you know, which is unfortunate. But he's a guy that if he's on your waiver wire and being with the bye week, I'm scooping him up and taking that chance.
Yeah.
You know, put him on the bench.
And you said that a bunch, obviously. But are you going to go out and trade for Jameson? Are you buying low on Jameson Crowder?
I mean, what am I giving up?
You're probably giving up nothing.
Yeah, if I'm giving up like a running back that I was stashing or something, I have no problem.
Say you're a Wendell Smallwood owner.
I would think about that.
Yeah. Oh, I would do Wendell Small. I would do Wendell Small for Jameson Crowder. I think the shot of Jameson Crowder there.
What about Giovanni Bernard for Jameson Crowder?
I'm not doing that. I'm a Crowder owner. Like, what am I getting when I get Gio Bernard?
No, I'm saying if you have Gio, would you offer him for Crowder?
Sure, but I'm a Crowder owner. I would never do that.
Yeah, if I'm a Crowder owner, I'm like, why are you giving? I already have Giovanni a zero. Bernard, already
but
got
I'm
a,
saying, no,
I already got a zero.
Especially in the
lineup.
Leagues that our listeners are in. People will see that,
and
you know, Bernard. Well,
see, that was pretty funny.
Here's two things. Number one, you know, I'm not a fantasy snob like Corey. I actually play with the people, you know, that listen to the show. You know, I'm not an egomaniacal, you know, kind of snob. Where I don't play with like average people, so that's one thing. Number two,
I never called nobody average.
Yeah, so
yeah.
So secondly, you know, after I schooled Corey once yet again, secondly, in the leagues that our listeners play that Corey would never play in, somebody might see that Giovanni Bernard has had a few good weeks and that Crowder has done nothing because people will always chase and think about the previous few weeks. And they might accept Giovanni Bernard for Jameson Crowder if they haven't cut him already.
Look, I don't think that's preposterous right now. If somebody needed a running back to fill in this week. Look, Giovanni Bernard had 16.9 this week and 11.9 the week before. So he's going to be involved in this. Joe Mixon didn't pop. Jeremy Hill's Jeremy Hill. So he does have his role. It's not going away. So I don't think it's like if you needed that help for 1 week.
All right, so say you are.
I wouldn't do it.
Say you're a JC owner, right? And you just lost Dalvin Cook.
Sure.
And then Isaiah Crowell owner's in your inbox. Like, yo, I give you Crow, you give me JC.
I think you have to do that. I think you have to do that.
Yeah, if you just lost Cook, you got to take that shot.
Well, take out Cook from the equation. I think someone offers you Isaiah Crowell for Jameson Crowder. I think it's interesting changes on the surface.
Right, straight up, yeah. Without even being a Cook owner.
No, just in general. You have two guys that are underperforming.
Yeah.
And you want, I know this is ridiculous, but a little change of scenery action, right? In fantasy football.
Change like, the fantasy locker room.
Like you're sick of seeing Jameson Crowder on your team, you take a shot on Isaiah Crowell.
Oh, yeah. This is a new computer.
This trade is a wash. It's like Corey Parson recommended both of them, they're both bumps.
like I'm saying, my team.
At
like,
least it wasn't a healthy scratch.
Like
he's an inactive.
Like, do I offer one of these higher upside wide receivers I picked up, Jerron Brown, Will Fuller? Do I have to offer one of those for Jameson Crowder?
I mean, at this point, why not stick with the upside and see what those guys can give me?
Jameson Crowder has upside, I think.
Look, no, Jameson Crowder can play.
We're after 4 weeks right now, okay? After 4 weeks, and we've often said this on the show in the past, you get a good gauge of where guys are at.
Yeah, for sure.
Jameson Crowder has done nothing to boost your confidence. You have Will Fuller there. You're looking, and you got Brown. He's like, you know, you're looking at legitimate upside. Jameson Crowder for health or whatever. You know, you're looking back to last year. These guys right now are showing legitimate upside. Will Fuller is playing with Deshaun Watson right now. You know, to me, you know, you don't fill a need. You don't make an upgrade. You know, stick with the guys with the upside.
I'll say this about Will Fuller. I like him, and I like him for the rest of the year. He's not a guy that's going to be consistent, but I think he has that upside. But if you want to sell Will Fuller, this is the week to do it before he goes into Kansas City.
I very much agree with that.
Or like, plays against Kansas. I forget to think they're home. But like, plays versus Kansas.
But like, I know if I go to the Jameson Crowder owner and be like, hey, you want Will Fuller? He's going to be like, I'd rather just take my shot on Crowder. Like,
I mean, it depends. Some people might be fed up and just want to move
those,
on.
Those kind of trades, though, it's like two almost similarly ranked players at the same position. You don't feel the need. You don't make an upgrade. It's like...
So that's where I disagree. Normally... I'm with you. Like I have Max currently offering me Allen Hurns for Will Fuller. I'm like, that doesn't do anything for
me. Yeah, exactly.
Right? That's making a trade to make a trade.
So I agree with that sentiment, Scotty. But when it comes to this time, if I use Fuller and I use Jameson Crowder, I think that's a little bit different. Because I'm not just making a trade of two, in my opinion, even the right guys. If I'm the Will Fuller owner, I can see it from both sides. If I'm the Will Fuller owner, I'm going to Jameson Crowder and be like, wow, I'm going with a dude that was drafted in about the fifth round this year that a lot of people were really, really high on. And I'm buying low on a guy that I think really could be a big difference maker.
Especially in PPR.
Especially in PPR, and I'm selling high on Will Fuller. If I'm the Jameson Crowder owner, I'm cutting my losses, getting a guy that a lot of people believe there's high upside on. A trade like that is a little bit different than two wide receivers.
Yeah, I guess it comes down to, like, you know, who do you project?
Exactly.
We'll have more higher upside going forward. And after 4 weeks, I think I'd rather have Fuller.
And that's totally, totally reasonable.
Especially the way Watson's playing.
Yeah, but like you said, we love Watson. I went out and bought him in my Staten Island League. But once again,
$50 real?
Yep, $50 real.
But you gotta pay real money in that FAP.
Yeah, but we've won the high score 2 out of 4 weeks, so we get $50 for winning the high score each week.
Scott, you'd rather have Will Fuller over Jameson Crowder?
Right now, yeah. He's going to be the number two target on that team. I don't know where Crowder even falls on the pecking order with the Redskins.
How many games has Will Fuller played?
What's that?
How many games has Will Fuller played?
One.
What?
And his career.
And look at
how many games.
How many
games has Jameson Crowder showed up this year?
How many? Jameson Crowder has a track record of getting it done.
Hold on one second.
One catch for 7 yards. Minus 7 yards.
Here's a point I want to make about. Look, I just paid $51 real in a league where I have Dak and Cam as my quarterback. So right now I got three of them. Two teams have allowed 11 touchdowns in the air. And that's the Tennessee Titans and the New England Patriots. So, look, I'm not saying I don't like this kid. I'm just pointing that out.
Yeah.
You know, after week one, when the Vikings beat the Saints, we were all like, oh, it's just the Vikings. So I'm just pointing out, looking at these teams that have given up the most touchdowns in the league, that's where he's played.
Well, you know, if you want to be considered anything of a respectable receiver, you take advantage of that.
We're not talking about Watson. So Fuller.
I'm saying a respectable quarterback. Watson. I mean, a respectable quarterback. You got to take advantage of that. So, and the thing with Crowder, too, is I don't think he's healthy, and that's why I hesitate to trade for him.
If you say that, if you say the healthy thing,
sure,
then I can get that. But I don't think he's on.
Crowder doesn't look like himself. You know when you talked about how
Randall... But we know what Crowder is. We don't know what Will Fuller is.
Remember what you talked about, though, with Randall Cobb, how he wasn't himself, how he was playing hurt? I think this guy is playing hurt, and I don't want any part of him.
I can dig that.
I get it. I completely get that. I think it's very, very fair. But if you believe that he's going to bounce back, I also understand the point of going after him as well. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll give you some more injury news, including what's going on in Tennessee with Marcus Mariota and the Tennessee Titans. We'll take a break, and we'll come back right after this.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
So you can't feel good about Marcus Mariota's chances of playing this Sunday.
I wouldn't feel good about that.
Brandon Whedon has returned to the NFL.
Yeah, Scott was upset about it.
Scott is very upset.
I wasn't upset about it. I just noticed it. It's kind of baffling how, like, you know, he gets signed and Colin Kaepernick's still out there.
I thought it was baffling the Seahawks didn't sign Kaepernick.
Oh.
That's true. What are you, like, in junior high school? Ooh. I'm surprised they didn't sign him either.
Yeah, I'm in junior high school.
Yeah.
Can't bring him in to be a backup, Scott. He's not a backup. You can't bring him in to be a backup quarterback. Correct. Not worth it.
Mm-mm. He's not a winning starter.
With everything, of course, it's so true. People don't understand that. Like, if you own a business and say there's a guy that has, you know, some talent, but it's not worth the headache because he's not going to be your, say, top guy or have that. He's a part-timer, not an everyday employee, and he's going to. And just the,
you don't want,
what it's going to cause. People put themselves in that position.
You don't want the media around the locker of the backup quarterback. It doesn't make any sense.
If Russell Wilson, you know, tours ACL tomorrow, they'll go sign Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
They would.
And he has to be a starting quarterback.
And I also think he's a system quarterback.
They couldn't start Austin Davis.
They wouldn't.
Yeah.
And they would. And I think they know that. I think. And ultimately, and Corey's 1,000% right, that you do not want the media surrounding the backup quarterback. And you know what I'm going to go back to? Go back to the Jets, coming off, I believe it was an AFC Championship game or back-to-back, and they go out and get Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow, a backup quarterback, became a story for no reason. Yeah.
There's no reason for the backup quarterback to be a
story.
Ever
be a story.
So it's not, you just don't be on a team to be on a team. But what I will say, though, Baltimore, he didn't go to, I think the Ravens knew. If we bring this guy in here, we may have to make him the starting quarterback.
they should bring him in to play wide receiver.
That's not nice either, Scott.
It's the truth.
That's a wide receiver, though.
I do want to laugh at those a couple weeks ago, and I kind of went off about this. Picked up Josh Gordon. Like, that was stupid.
You picked up Josh Gordon?
No, of course I didn't pick up Josh Gordon.
Oh, okay.
But people did. I got tweets
they
about
did.
It. What is
they
wrong
did.
With you?
I was getting tweets.
Look at Maurice Jones-Drew. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He's a house.
He's going Kirby Puckett.
He's a house.
Kirby Puckett.
Remember Kirby Puckett?
Yeah, he blew up like this. Look at Maurice Jones-Drew. He looked like officer. He looked like Nate Newton.
Nate Newton ain't that tall.
My goodness.
No comment on that.
He looks more like Cleveland Jr.
Josh Gordon, maybe out of rehab. He hasn't even applied for reinstatement. Josh Gordon's not coming back anytime soon. So
I'm not tripping off of Josh Gordon.
People have jumped on it. Mike Florio believes you should have picked up Josh Gordon. I'm like, I lost my mind. We should expect an Ezekiel Elliott decision potentially this week.
Yeah, they said it's coming soon.
Whether there's a stay or not, yeah.
I don't see it, you know. I don't see him getting suspended right now. I just don't see it, but hey.
Probably going to have to go to high court.
Change.
But then again, you know, you never know with this, with the NFL and things that happen with the NFL. It's all guesswork.
What happens if I take this water with this ice in it and pour it in there? Will it do something to the fish?
Yeah, you don't want to do that to him.
Okay, don't do that to him.
Why would you do that?
see him, see if he go into shock.
Yesterday on very nice. People were writing Ted Finn's Jr.'s obituary.
Yeah, we was worried about it.
Corey wants to kill a fish. Very
no,
nice.
No, I want to see if I was to dump this cold water with this ice in it.
What if I dumped it on you?
Huh?
What if I dumped it on you?
Fine. Yeah. I'd break your glasses.
Yes. And that's the last.
While they were on your face.
And that's the last thing you would remember when you woke up in the hospital.
Brian Hoyer, there's questions if he would be benched this week or benched going forward.
C.J. Beathard.
C.J. Beathard. He's the grandson of a former
Bobby Beathard.
Bobby, yes. Okay. All right. You have all my statistics, fair enough. Yeah, grandson.
I guess I got to bid a little higher on Trubisky. Andrew Luck, get back.
C.J. Beathard, the grandson of Bobby Beathard. I watched the 30 for 30 yesterday before the Yankee game. It was a little boring.
It's a 30 for 30 on C.J. Beathard?
No, on the 1987 strike season.
Oh, okay.
His grandfather was like the GM of the Redskins.
Yeah, that was
30 for 30 on C.J. Beathard.
I'm about to say, why are they doing 30 for 30 on C.J. Beathard?
Yeah, so there
the
you
Beathard
go.
The Beathard family
is just full of drama.
You would like to let us all know?
I read it when it's more. I read it in the break. Right now, we're talking football.
Okay. Aaron Rodgers wants to get Martellus Bennett involved earlier in football games. They feel that he's involved. I mentioned Marty B yesterday.
You're not a fan, are you?
2 days ago. I like Marty B.
Oh, okay,
I love Marty
bad.
B.
You just hate the Bennetts in general.
I have this perceived notion that I hate the Bennetts in general.
The tight end is just, it's not a thing in Green Bay. It's not.
I don't want to say that. I don't want to say that because my point was actually going to be that in the state of tight end, Marty B's been fine. Like we, what do we look for? What do we say we look for yesterday at tight end? You give me 4
10
for
points 50, a game.
You give me 4 for 55. I'm there. I'm happy. Right?
Marty B is on waiver wires right now. I don't think he should be. I would go pick him up.
I don't even think he's reached 50 receiving yards in a game yet.
He has
not. But so what?
He has not.
So
but
this
guy's
seven,
on the Packers.
Wait a minute. Has Jimmy Graham had 50 yards receiving in a game?
Yes.
In garbage time?
No. 71 2 weeks ago.
In garbage time?
No, it wasn't garbage time.
That was garbage time production.
No, it wasn't. It was within the flow of the game. There was no
Wait
garbage
a minute,
time.
Scott, they were saying garbage time when Jimmy Graham caught all those passes. That's when they
were saying. Let me ask you a question. You just asked me, right? The question was, did Jimmy Graham have 50 yards in a game? Yes, he did. And then you're saying, well, that doesn't matter. What you're asking me, Martellus Bennett, playing for one of the best offenses, if not the best offense in the NFC, has not reached 50 yards yet.
Rest
it has nothing to do with Jimmy Graham or the Seahawks.
I'd rather have Hunter Henry.
Have Hunter Henry, too.
I think Hunter Henry is going to become a thing very soon.
Especially
I think
this
it starts
week.
This weekend.
3 touchdowns.
Probably.
I wouldn't be surprised if Antonio Gates scored a touchdown this
week.
They're
both going to score touchdowns.
I'd worry about the consistency of all of those pass catches in that Los Angeles offense. But I would rather have, going forward, Hunter Henry than a lot of other tight ends.
What do we think about the does Mike Williams make his NFL debut this Sunday?
It should be coming up pretty soon, right?
Is that this Sunday?
Next 2 weeks.
They were talking about him possibly playing.
He was
last
practicing
week.
What does
last
Dr.
week.
A say, Scott?
What?
What does Dr. A say?
You don't want to know, do you?
No, I'm surprised.
Go to rotoexperts.com and punch up his player card. Yeah.
I'll do that.
Yeah. That's right, he'll do it.
Relax.
Brandon Marshall knows that he stinks, so that's
good.
Nice.
Yeah, we all do. Good.
Yeah, well, just a real quick on Mike Williams. It says, look for Williams to return next week against the Giants.
By the way, my in-season ranks on rotoexperts.com are available right now, and Marty B's not in my top 14.
Who's like 10 to 14 on that list?
I'm going
to
pull it up, okay?
How could you say that stat and not tell me we are?
I knew that off the top of my head.
Preparation is key, Scott.
Right, he gives us stats.
Prepare to die.
Oh, that is extremely harsh.
Wow. Yeah. I thought we were friends.
Jesus, prepare to die. You've been very harsh the last 2 days. All right, I have some Snapcats here, gentlemen.
I love you, Sussman.
Oh, thank you very much. I have some Snapcats here in front of me. So I like this game a lot. So let's play Snapcount Wednesday. Da-da-da. Okay.
Before we do that, do you want to know those tight ends, though, that you were asking me about?
I've seemingly gone past it.
Okay.
I'm just kidding, Scott. Who do you have 10 to 14?
Vernon Davis, Hunter Henry, Jordan Reed, Jared Cook, Ben Watson.
Vernon Davis is a part-time player.
So you have Vernon Davis inside your top 10 the rest of the season going forward.
These are not rest of the season, these are in season.
So what's the difference? Yeah.
The difference is I'm not looking all the way to week 16. Right now, Jordan Reed is not healthy. So I'm saying right now, here and in the short-term future, I would rather have Vernon Davis.
But you'd also rather have Jordan Reed.
What's that?
You also rather have Jordan Reed. You just told me his name as well.
Well, right now, over the next few weeks, you know, until Reed, if he gets healthy, I have Reed lower than I would ever have because of the injuries. He's at number 12.
That's so interesting to me that you have Vernon Davis inside your top 10 tight ends in your in-season ranks. That's kind of the Washington thing is really difficult.
Like, because if Jordan Reed's ruled out for a week, Vernon Davis is a tight end one. I mean, I don't think you can question that.
I'm not. But if he's not ruled out, then he's not top 10 tight end.
And Doesn't he have 50-yard receivers in the game?
Vernon Davis, yeah.
He had a 79-yard catch Monday night.
So difficult if, like, Reed is going to play, but you're not sure how much he's going to play, and you own Vernon Davis. That's just a horrible situation to be in.
Yeah. You got it. It's kind of like he's the backup. We saw this coming. Listen, he's playing good.
Yeah, Corey, you were telling everybody a week and a half ago to pick him up.
Yeah. I don't think he has standalone value, though.
This guy hasn't been inside his top 10.
That's a state of tight end right now.
No, it's not.
It is.
I don't agree.
How is it not?
Because
tell
you
me.
I'm trying to.
Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
You have two Washington tight ends inside your top 12 right now.
Right. They're both relevant.
They are not both relevant on a weekly basis. You cannot comfortably start Vernon Davis if Jordan Reed plays.
Well, wait a minute. Hold on. Tight ends, comfortable. That does not match.
Who do you have higher rest of season, Eric Ebron or Hunter Henry?
Hunter Henry, by far.
You know what, Scott? I would hope to lose this bet because I do have Ebron as my starting tight end in the Super, but I don't think that's going to happen.
I will gladly honor the bet, my friend.
All right, let's play the snap count game. Here we go.
Count snaps. I wasn't going to say count snaps.
I know what you were going to say. Greg was going to move on from that.
I'm waiting for like Sesame Street to one.
All right. You know what? We'll do this after the break. We gotta
save this.
We're gonna save it for after the break.
Did I mess it up?
You killed the momentum a little bit.
Yeah, you messed it up.
You know, it's okay.
Scott, who is
Danny's here?
I'm assuming Gronk's one. Who's number two? Is it Kelce or Ertz?
Kelce's number two. Ertz number three.
You know that only Zach Ertz has more targets than Evan Ingram, over 30.
There you go.
I have Evan Ingram at number eight.
Yeah. Fair enough. All right, let's take a break. Snap counts on the other side. Roto Experts in the Morning, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning. And listen, we could all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to three guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package. This is Good Charlotte.
Okay.
Bowling for Soup. Don, I feel like every time you play this song, I say it's Good Charlotte. I never get it right. Yeah. Yeah.
Very popular in the bars of the east side of Manhattan.
Number one, it is not popular in the bars of the east side of Manhattan.
Oh, really? It's not?
This song is like 15 years old.
But it used to be
popular. No, they didn't play that at bars. That was just the song you listened to when you were chilling.
Yeah, they played a lot on the radio.
Yes, they played a lot on the radio.
It was like one of those top 40 hits.
No, it was indeed. Yeah. Number two, I no longer live on the west side of Manhattan.
On the east side of Manhattan. But you still go to the bars on the east side of Manhattan, right?
Not really.
You know, y'all just kicking in the crib?
Yeah.
You forgot where you came from?
I think I did.
Yeah.
Netflix and chill.
Netflix and chill. I mean, honestly, I haven't even got a chance to do that. And chill. I've just been watching. It's been so much going on.
Have you stopped wearing boat shoes on the
West Side? You always got to make your time for yourself,
No, I wear boat shoes.
It's a little grimy on the West Side. I live there.
It is, man.
Yeah, but you've been watching stuff. You said you watched Curb, and there was something else you mentioned watching your last
night. So I watched Curb because I was just...
You watched something else yesterday, too. Yeah.
Oh, I watched 30 before the... For the Yankee
for the game,
game.
What did you say you watched?
I watched 30 for 30 yesterday.
Yeah,
but like that, I didn't have a chance. Like Netflix and chill. I need like my roommate.
Yeah.
In order to Netflix and chill.
Yeah.
And she had work, so
that
you know,
sucks.
She works very, you know, she works late.
Better than headache.
All right, let's move on.
We don't.
You want to move on?
Yeah, I know. I'm gonna
He doesn't want to play snap counts.
We'll play something else then.
No, I like snap counts.
Okay,
that's my favorite part of the week.
All right, let's go to the Chargers. You can come up with his own segments then. 57 is the number for Melvin Gordon, Brandon Oliver, and your boy
Austin Eckler.
57 in a game that was close, you know, pretty much throughout. So I was really interested in this one. So we're going to start. Corey, we'll start with you.
30 for Bo, 10 for Eckler. Wait a minute.
I carried one. Like Melvin Gordon.
Carried one. No, I'm just playing. 30 for Bo, 20 for Son, Eckler, and then 7 for Melvin Gordon.
Okay.
It seemed like he only played 7 because his points never moved.
Okay.
31 for Gordon, 16 for Eckler, and 10 for Oliver.
I'm going to go 27 Gordon and then 15-15.
Melvin Gordon had 42 snaps.
Wow, and he only scored 3 fantasy points.
Brandon Oliver had 12 snaps. Your boy Austin Eckler played 3 snaps.
He scored a touchdown
on one.
3 snaps, 1 carry, 2 targets. So every time he was in there, they either gave him the ball or targeted him. So I don't know what that means, but I think it's interesting. All right, let's go to Denver.
I think he's earned some more opportunities.
Yeah, but Melvin Gordon, despite the knee, still played 42 snaps on Sunday.
I don't like the fact that if he's playing 42 snaps and he's not getting that work.
I'll tell you this.
I don't like the way he's being used right now. If he's not healthy, sit his ass on the bench.
I like Melvin Gordon on Sunday.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
The Giants have a very bad rush defense. Very.
But Melvin
very
Gordon
bad.
Might be hurt and he got to fly across the country.
42 snaps, man. If he's hurt, they're not giving him 42 snaps.
Then why is he staking a joint up?
Because he is hurt.
Maybe. I don't know. Oh, boy. She's getting deep.
No, this is somebody else. All
right.
More relevant.
Let's go to... Where should we go next? Should we go to Denver?
You said Denver already, Greg.
Okay.
Sorry.
63 between Jamal Charles, CJ Anderson, and Devontae Booker. Corey, we'll begin with you again.
43 for CJ Anderson. 3 for Devontae Booker, and the rest for Jamal Charles.
Okay.
40 for CJ Anderson. 17 for Jamal Charles, and that would leave 6 for Devontae Booker.
I'll say 48 for Anderson, 12 for Charles, 3 for Booker.
You're all kind of very close. 44 for CJ Anderson, 11 for Charles, 8 for Booker. So you're all kind of close. I was interested to see Devontae Booker got close to 10 snaps in his debut here.
Good for him.
In 2017, absolutely.
Interesting with C.J. Anderson. He had that great game against Dallas. And then, but I think it was 20 carries for 85 yards. He's getting the volume, you know. And, Matt would always talk about, you know, you want guys who are getting the volume. Right now, my in-season ranks, C.J. Anderson is number 12 on rotoexperts.com.
Let's go to Baltimore here.
Boo.
Buck Allen, Alex Collins, Terrence West. The number is 68, Matt. We'll go backwards this time.
68. I'll give 28 to Buck Allen and 15-15.
Okay.
I'll say 30. What did you say was 68?
Yes, sir.
30, 20, and 8. And that would be Buck Allen, Alex Collins, Terrence West.
I'm going to go the same as Scott.
30, 20, and 8.
With Buck Allen.
58, though?
Buck Allen knows you got to give it extra.
So he didn't
10,
have to
Scott.
Add it up.
You did
add this up. You,
oh wow!
Isn't it 68?
One centimeter and 2 centimeters.
You're making fun of his math. Meanwhile, you were off by 10.
You were.
So don't follow me. Add it up for yourself.
Buck Allen had 40 snaps compared to Alex Collins' 17 and Terrence West's 11.
Terrence West, can we get past him?
I think so. But 40 snaps for Buck Allen, I didn't realize it was that many. Because he had a bad game.
Yeah, I'm hoping.
It's like Melvin Gordon.
I'm actually going to be Buck Allen this week because we're losing Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
Buck Allen will play a more prominent role in some teams.
In the Modica team.
You know what's really interesting to me? I'm not going to do a snap count here because I don't think it matters, but Chris Ivory only played 5 less snaps than Leonard Fournette on Sunday. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah. I'm watching the game. I noticed he was in there pretty frequently.
Watch all the games.
I don't think that's a good thing.
Why don't you think it's a good thing?
I think Fournette's, you know, I think, look, what Fournette's done so far, I'm, you know, if you own Fournette, you're very happy. I think he should get more. It shouldn't be that close. I'm not saying don't have Ivory come in and spell him, you know, spell him from time to time, but I think he should be a workhorse back. That's just, you know.
Yeah, well, I don't say I disagree with you. The team's probably looking at it like, if we overwork him, you know, we want to keep him fresh. You know, we got to have a change of pace here. You know, for two reasons. Number one, you want to keep him fresh throughout the year if you want to remain competitive. And number two, with his physical style, you expose him more to injury if you overwork him.
I mean, I don't know.
That's what the team might be thinking. I'm not saying I don't disagree with you.
I hear you. I just...
I'm trying to run a young running back, you know, all the way to the end. You know what I'm saying?
So
I'm
not going
to
give Elliott.
I'm not going to give Alfred Moore that. Alfred Morris is, you see how slow Alfred Morris was, yo, running that football down that field? When he had that long run,
yeah.
he was so slow. He's slow. He's a slow running back. Very overweight.
Great. The Buffalo Bills, 58. LeSean McCoy, another fat running back, Mike Tolbert.
Yeah.
58, Corey.
50 for Shady, 8 for Mike Tolbert.
I'm going to say.
That's what it should be.
42-16.
I'll go 48-10.
Scotty's right there. It's 43-15.
They gave the fat boy 15 carries.
I saw on Twitter last night, Scott, you posted your Roto Experts rankings. You had a picture of Tolbert.
No, that was Charles Clay.
That was Clay? Yeah. Tolbert.
No, it was Clay.
Check this out.
Yeah.
Both of them overweight.
They look pretty fat. I mean,
so we'll do one more here in the AFC. I'll go to you, Corey. Your number is 81.
Oh, who's playing this many plays?
Lamar Miller and Deontay Foreman.
Lamar Miller, 81. Lamar Miller for 50, Foreman for 31.
50-31.
They ran like 40-something more offensive snaps.
That's crazy. They ran 81 plays?
More than that. I took out the 4 that Alfred Blue ran.
47-34 Miller.
47-34 Miller.
64-17.
Yeah, I mean, you're closest. You're at 57-24 for Lamar Miller. Deontay Foreman, not a thing yet. Just saying.
It's going to be a thing, though.
Maybe. But Lamar Miller's job.
If you look at Lamar Miller from that second half on in that Thursday night game versus Cincinnati after they put Foreman in that first half.
It's been a different guy.
He's been a different guy.
That's why we brought Jill. The intern Jill?
Yes.
For Don Burns.
I see what you're saying. It's like Alex Smith, Patrick Mahomes.
Mm-hmm. Motivate him.
I see that.
Wow.
Don Burns pulled the shanks out.
Don't.
I hope it's on the air. If it's not on the air, no one knows what we're laughing at.
Yeah, but Don Burns came for me a little bit just now.
Well, you went after him.
I did start. Don Burns to do that.
All right, here we go. Carolina. Carolina, the number is 76.
Maybe Don Burns won't add it up. He's so damn smart.
All right, Don Burns. The number is...
Why don't you replace Corey on this?
The number is 76, Don Burns, between Christian McCaffrey and Jonathan Stewart.
All right, so Don Burns... I'll take over for Don Burns. We're talking about the Carolina Panthers, right?
Yeah.
Yes, how Christian many? McCaffrey 76. And Jonathan Stewart. 76.
76. Christian McCaffrey for 41, and then Sun for 25.
47-29 for McCaffrey.
48-28.
Ooh, I was off by one.
That was good, Scott. Yeah.
48-28.
I took math class, Corey.
Here's an interesting one. I don't know if it matters, but I find it interesting. Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman. Mm-hmm. Number 76.
That is interesting. 76. That's they probably are. That might be like
41. Can you answer the question?
41 and 25. No, it's more. Yeah. It's probably. I think both of them probably got over 30. Well over 30 snaps.
Okay.
So what's the number?
I don't know the number.
That's the game.
How about 40 to 36, Freeman?
Okay.
Yeah. Can you do that, Corey?
Yeah.
Something simple.
I think I do 41-35, though.
50 to 26.
Really? That's it?
50 to 26.
I figured that would be closer. Interesting.
That's why
you made it sound like it was closer. That was very clever.
We'll wrap it up. A couple more snap counts. Head into hour number three live on TV. Some buy or sell, either or. All coming in your way. Hour number three.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Here now on the Roto Experts in the Morning. A couple of interesting ones I had on here for you that I wanted to just bring up before we wrap this segment up. Amir Abdullah, Zach Zenner, and Theo Riddick. Amir Abdullah had 33 snaps compared to Zach Zenner's 19.
Wow.
And Theo Riddick's 18. Did you realize that Zach Zenner had 19 snaps in this game?
No, I didn't.
I'm about to say, why is Zach Zenner touching? Why is Zach Zenner on the field for 19 plays?
I do not know. But had
play action.
I guess. Yeah. You only get three carries in those snaps. Aaron Jones, given the injuries to Jamal Williams and Ty Montgomery. Aaron Jones finished with 30 snaps compared to the 12 for Jamal Williams and just 5, of course, due to the injury to Ty Montgomery. Once Dalvin Cook left, you had Latavius Murray. He played 20 snaps in this game compared to Jerick McKinnon's just 9. Although McKinnon did leave with the ankle injury. Wayne Gallman had 30 snaps compared to Paul Perkins' 28. Shane Vereen's 22. Here's an interesting one for you. I'm going to let you guys guess this one. I know Corey enjoys it so much. The number is, once again, 81. Wendell Smallwood, LeGarrette Blount, and Corey Clement.
I'm going to say 50 for Blount. 25 for Smallwood and 6 for Clement.
Okay. Mr. Parson,
let me
please.
Go 50 for Blount, 15 for Clement, 16 for Smallwood.
Okay. 35 for Wendell Smallwood.
It's a big number.
He led the backfield. You guys had Blount for 50. It's Wendell Smallwood for 35. LeGarrette Blount had 26. Corey Clement had 19. All three guys utilized very regularly in this offense by Frank Reich and Doug Peterson. Interesting to note, of course, for the Eagles. Do you think, we were talking about handcuffs in Seattle a lot, right, Corey? Like, yeah. Thomas Rawls or Eddie Lacy or whatnot. And Pete Carroll says it, Scotty says it, and they believe Thomas Rawls is probably the guy that he's kind of held on ice in case of an emergency like this, right? Because Carson goes down, you bring in Thomas Rawls as the backup, right? Is it kind of the same situation in Dallas? That if anything happens to Zeke, Darren McFadden gets off the ice and comes in and carries
the
load?
I think that will be the case. I like Alfred Morris better. I think he's a better player, just slow. But I do think, Darren McFadden is breaking in case of emergency.
But I think it's the same thing as Rawls. I really do.
I can see that.
I agree with Greg. I, for some reason, I think they're just keeping McFadden. They want him healthy.
Oh, yeah.
And if need be, then...
Yeah, the reports out of Dallas indicated that even though Morris would play the same role that he's playing now if Zeke was to get suspended.
I agree with you.
I think Darren McFadden is like break glass in case of emergency.
Yeah, we said that, yeah.
You want to keep wearing that hat?
I actually have a feeling that in about 3 minutes you will not be wearing that hat. So, So there
yes,
you go.
We had to look at his bald head. Oh my God.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's okay. Okay. Yeah,
better than looking at your face.
Nice. That's Knockout Game here. Try to do it every Wednesday on the Roto Experts in the Morning. Coming up in hour number three.
What we got? Is Mike Lying? Something like that?
We're not playing Is Mike Lying, no. We do have a bunch of buyer sells for you. We have a bunch of either ors. We had some quarterback and defensive streamers. We have a big hour number three coming up here today on the Roto Experts in the Morning. Corey, did you get a chance to watch the baseball game last night?
Yeah, I got a chance to see some of the baseball game. So that was pretty good. You know what I'm saying? See the Yanks advance to the American League.
Were you nervous?
No.
Oh. They're down 3-0 after zero.
After no outs. Nah, but that's, you got plenty of time to come back when it's 3-0.
I felt cheated. I was really tuning in to see Seth Severino pitch like a long extended gem. I mean, yeah, the guy's been fantastic this year. He really has.
Well, I'm sure he'll be available as soon as Thursday.
It'll be interesting to know what you were thinking though when he got pulled and the Twins were up early though. You probably had mixed feelings.
Yeah, no, look, I was a big Irvin Santana guy late in drafts, but, you know, it's Irvin Santana. He's outpitched his peripherals every year, he seems to do it. And he didn't have the slider and stuff, so they were just waiting on him.
And they were the Yankees' big bats came to play last night. Of course, Indians and Yankees open up Thursday. Tonight, another great wild card game. It should be a fun one. Two teams that know each other very well.
Yeah.
Played each other 19 times this year.
I really hope Diamondbacks advance.
Greinke versus those bats is going to be fun.
Greinke versus John Gray, the starting pitchers tonight, Colorado and Arizona. We take a break. We'll come back. We go live on television. Let's have a text message, Corey.
From who?
Pop quiz, jock quiz.
Dang, text you this morning?
No, somebody else really likes when you say that, though.
Huh?
One of my buddies really likes when you say it.
Oh, yeah, pop quiz, jock quiz.
We'll take a break. We'll be back on TV next.